This is KNBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. For the second year in a row, regulations for halibut charters are looser this summer, and KDLL's Sabine Pooks reports that with bookings up for 2021, anglers may reel in more fish than the fleets allocated.
The bodies regulating halibut fishing in Alaska relaxed restrictions on the fleet to again make fishing more appealing to Alaska anglers amid the pandemic. That was before reservations started pouring in to charter operators.
We tried to anticipate the possibility back in December, the fact that it was going to take the government a lot longer to administer vaccines than it actually has.
Andy Mesereau of Seward serves on the North Pacific Fishery Management Council.
Obviously, we didn't necessarily anticipate this sort of pent-up demand to go travel and come to Alaska, because we have a lot of people coming now, more than we had anticipated.
The goal of last year's changes was to get more Alaskans out on boats in South Central and Southeast as COVID-19 curbed visitations from out of state. This year's regulations are largely the same. Anglers in South Central are allowed 2 halibut a day. Now that second fish can be 32 inches long, up from 26 inches. Charters can also take people out on the water more days each week. Usually, Tuesdays and Wednesdays are closed to halibut fishing. This year, just Wednesdays are off limits.
And so we took regulations that would allow for a harvest of about 25% more fish than we normally would, because we figured business would be down by that much. And if you think about the way the situation was in, you know, December, it looked like that was a pretty conservative step to take.
Last year, anticipating more of a COVID-19 related decline, the council opened both Tuesdays and Wednesdays to charters. Mesereau says the changes really helped last year. Dave Goja agrees. He owns Hookie Charters in Kenai.
To be honest, it's hard to find a 26-inch halibut, and not a lot of people want to keep those. So going back to 32 inches was a great idea for last year.
It was a needed shot in the arm during a tough time in the season, Mesereau says. But now that more tourists are getting actual shots in the arm, charter operators like Goja have a full roster of visitors.
We do have a lot of reservations this year. It seems like people are over the COVID and ready to get out and catch fish.
Mesereau says he's hearing that from a lot of operators, but he says he's not worried about overfishing, even though he does think the charter fleet will go over its allocation this year. Last year, Mesereau says, the fleet left 500,000 pounds of its allocation in the water. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.
And for KNBA News, I'm Tripp Krause.